7:39 and triple team traffic, emergency traffic this morning. Or has it improved at all, Andy?
Well, it's improved partially because one of the two crashes is gone from I-15 just before 106 South. Looks like the other one, though, is still there. And that's the part of the reason we've got delays is still stretch all the way back to Bluffdale. That's going to be the big freeway area to avoid right now going from Point of the Mountain to Salt Lake City. If you get on at 106th or 90th, you'll be at the full speed limit all the way into downtown. Eric Butler.
I-15 is in good shape in Utah County from Springville to Point of the Mountain. That's your usual 22-minute travel time. Now, you're seeing some problems on Pioneer Crossing, particularly for eastbound traffic. That's because of a malfunctioning traffic light at 1100 West. Now, the slowdowns go almost all the way back to Saratoga Road, so be prepared for that. Jared?
Weber and Davis County drivers, we're looking at good speeds from Ogden all the way down into the Bountiful area. You are going to see a little bit of traffic. Highway 89 coming down the hill, approaching Highway 84 at the mouth of the canyon. Hillfield Road, busy, getting up towards the south gate, approaching 193. And you are going to run into that typical traffic right there at the south interchange, North Salt Lake, as you pass 2300 North. UDOT construction alert, plan for a ramp closure on I-15 in Draper this weekend. The southbound I-15 off-ramp at Bangor Highway will close from Friday night to Monday morning for concrete maintenance. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.